You're listening to Sideshow Network.
Hi, this is Alonzo Bowden. I want to welcome you to episode 156 of my podcast, Who's Paying Attention? I know you guys are. I do appreciate it. And, well, let's get right into it. Hurricane Matthew is on its way to Florida, as if Florida didn't have enough problems. This is looks like it'll be a Category 4 hurricane, and it's about to whoop some ass. I was supposed to have a gig this past week in Jamaica, and Hurricane Matthew was predicted to hit Jamaica. It didn't. It changed paths slightly and went to Haiti instead. But let me tell you how bad this hurricane looked. I got a full credit from Delta for canceling my flight. Now, do you understand how bad things have to be for an airline to give you full credit for canceling a flight? Airlines, there'll be a blizzard. They will sit you on a runway for 4 hours. They will do whatever they got to do. But give back money and not charge a change fee? That's when I knew the storm was scary. Anyway, all jokes aside, horrible storm hits Haiti. So far, the death toll, sadly, is 280. They're saying this is the worst storm to hit in 50 years. Everything that happens in a hurricane happened. Houses destroyed. Businesses obviously destroyed. Bridges, roads gone. People trying to survive. It is a terrible, terrible experience. And it's real. And I only say it's real because, of course, there are those who say it's not real. It defies comprehension how these people's minds work, but Rush Limbaugh says that this Hurricane Matthew, it's part of the whole left-wing conspiracy about global warming. Hurricane? There's no hurricanes. It's those left-wingers. It's that Al Gore with his global warming. Now, science, which they hate, science says because the oceans are warming, because the planet's warming, hurricanes are going to be more powerful. Rush Limbaugh, that's what science says. What Rush Limbaugh heard was there was going to be a more powerful hurricane every year for the past 10 years. It hasn't happened, so global warming isn't real. Was he on Oxy when he said this? Your guess as good as mine. The denial of science on the right wing, they just straight up, no, we don't care what scientists say. Now, so Rush Limbaugh says that the National Hurricane Center is playing games with forecasts, cause false alarms, and scare people into believing into climate change. Yeah, they're just making it up. It's not really happening. What you saw on the news in Haiti, the 140-mile-an-hour winds and all that, it's not real. It's just made up. It's like Santa Claus or civil rights. Just fake in their world. So, anyway, the Weather Channel senior meteorologist, Jonathan Erdman, who we have to assume might know more about hurricanes than Rush Limbaugh, not more about blowing hot air, but more about hurricanes, said that you don't need a Category 3 plus hurricane to produce major impacts, including storm surge, flooding, rainfall, damaging winds, etc., etc. We saw Hurricane Sandy. We saw Hurricane Irene. So he's talking about actual storms, but these storms weren't big enough for Rush Limbaugh, or maybe they just didn't exist in Rush's world. So my hope is that Rush will head on down to Florida, the southern tip of Florida, and just stand outside and wait for the hurricane that's not coming, not to hit. We should be so lucky. Within this group, again, I don't know. Okay, so when I say I don't know, there's a level of crazy. Okay, weather forecasters are saying Hurricane Matthew will drop nearly a foot of water in some places, winds hitting 140 miles an hour. Does that matter to Mary Ruskie? No. She has no plans to leave her home at the Ranchland Mobile Park in Vero Beach, Florida. I was through Superstorm Sandy. It was horrible. My house came off the foundation, which is why I'm in Florida. But I'm not too worried about Matthew. Okay, so here we have a woman who lost a home in a hurricane, who knows firsthand the power of a hurricane that blew a house off a foundation. Now she's living in a mobile home park. And she's like, I ain't going nowhere. It's only 140 mile an hour wind. You know, Mary, I don't know if you're insured, but your insurance company's probably going to read your little comments here and say, yeah, you should go to Rush and try to get some money from him. So, major hurricane is on the way. Good luck, Florida. Good luck, Carolinas. Good luck anywhere it hits on going up the East Coast. Apparently, Matthew, not to Rush Limbaugh and his listeners, but to all the rest of us, a Category 4 to Category 5 hurricane is as big as they get, as strong as they get, and it's going to pound the shit out of the East Coast of the United States, unless you listen to Rush Limbaugh. Okay, moving on. As we all know, there was a vice presidential debate this week. Why? I don't really understand why they have the vice presidential candidates debate. Who really cares? I don't know anyone who was, I was going to vote for candidate A, but then I heard candidate B is vice president. And I figured, well, you know, if somebody kills him, then I want to be sure that I pick the guy who has the second in command or woman or what. Really? Shut up. But anyway, they had to have their debate. So Tim Kaine, the Democrat, Hillary Clinton's vice president, I don't know what he thought. I guess he thought he'd go Trump. So he tried to throw in some jokes. He did a lot of interrupting. It came off very bad. It came off very amateurish and falsely angry and so on. Now, the moderators of these debates, look, either step up or shut up, okay? Elaine Quijano, you have to be able to tell them, stop talking, stop. You have to be able to tell them, stay on, answer the question, et cetera, et cetera. But they don't. So these two get into it. Now, Mike Pence, this is what's beautiful about this debate. And it's pretty much the description across the board. Mike Pence won based on his calm demeanor, in spite of the fact he lied through the whole thing. That's where we're at. Now, Mike Pence was a radio talk show guy. So Mike Pence knows how to handle this atmosphere. He knows how to talk. He knows how to handle a microphone, which wasn't sabotage, Donald. Sorry. But Mike Pence, but just denied reality, whether it be him and Trump supporting Putin and saying Putin is better leader than Barack Obama. His strategy was brilliant. He was just like, no, I didn't say it. Trump, you know, talking about other countries getting nuclear weapons. Nope, he didn't say it. And so on. And then, of course, when Kaine brought up Trump's beautiful description of Latinos, you know, it's Mexicans being rapists, dope dealers, etc., etc., Pence merely said, oh, that Mexican thing again. You know, that Mexican thing with the calling them rapists. You're going to bring that up again like it was bad? He won the debate. That, why not? You know something? Why the hell not? You've heard me quote him before. Lewis Black, one of my heroes. Why the fuck not? So Mike Pence won. He lied, but he lied in a calm manner. So that's why he won. Yeah. Okay. I'm going to stick with Hillary, but that may have swayed you right there. One of their supporters, and again, I love the right wing because it's just, they're so smart. So, Ruth Sundin, 69 years old, lives in Arizona, said she couldn't name Pence, quote, but I'm sure Trump's vice president's going to be better than the other guy. I mean, Hillary chose him. Yeah, okay. You got to move to Florida and live in the path of the non-hurricane. Just saying. Maybe. Going to continue. And why do I pick on the right wing? Because they're hilarious. They're absolutely hilarious. You know, they are no fans of book learning. They ain't happy with it. That you got that science talking about the science talks about the hurricanes, which ain't real. And then you got the people saying queers are human. That ain't right. And you know, them books. Okay, so they don't like book learning. Michelle Edmondson claims her daughter's personal religious beliefs were violated with lessons about Islam. Now, her daughter opted out of the classes that were teaching about Islam, and she was given zeros for refusing to work. And her mom, Miss Edmondson, said, "Those are zeros we proudly took, and we will not compromise." They don't like to compromise. Compromise is bad. What's going on down there? Well, the school board, and this is in Tennessee, mind you. Keep in mind, this is in Tennessee. This isn't in New York. This isn't San Francisco. This isn't Chicago. This isn't some LA. This isn't some super progressive. This is Tennessee. The school board said that they educate students about Christianity, Judaism, Buddhism, and Hinduism in the sixth grade, and Islam in the seventh grade. Got to be a little older, learn about Islam, including Islam's historical connection to Judaism and Christianity. And the National Council for Social Studies says that the study of religions is an essential part of the curriculum. This is their quote. "Knowledge about religions is not only a characteristic of an educated person, but is necessary for effective and engaged citizenship in a diverse nation and world." Well, there you go. To be intelligent, you should know something about every religion. Doesn't mean you believe it, doesn't mean you join. But no, that sumbitch book learning. And next thing you're going to do, going to bring up that Mexican thing and probably tell me that the queers is allowed to get married, sumbitch. All I need to know, Second Amendment, where do I get my gun and who do I point it at? Be teaching Islam in the school like they human. The hell wrong with you, Tennessee? I got nothing. I can't top this. I can't make this up. This is amazing. This is just the idea of learning about an idea that you don't understand is so scary. You want the textbooks taken out of schools and you would rather your child get zeros. So maybe in the future, if your child wants to go to college and can't play football, they might need some numbers, but they didn't get them because mom said we need to burn those textbooks. Well, I guess we'll see you in the trailer park in Vero Beach, Florida, denying. They should all just send them down there just because the 140-mile-an-hour winds that everyone else see ain't coming. Just head on down. Good luck. What else is going on? The subprime loans. Remember subprime loans? Remember, was anyone around in 2008? Did anyone read The Big Short, see the movie? Anyone remember the bailout of Wall Street, the banks, and so on? I forgot. Deregulation and the free market. And businesses should be allowed to do just whatever the hell they want to do. So what do we have now? We have a subprime auto loan market. It's the exact same thing. The bankers loaned money on used cars to people with bad credit. Now these people are not paying the loans. The 60-day default rate is going up. They bundled them and they sold them on Wall Street and it's going to go bad. Why? It's very, very interesting why. The reason was when the auto industry was bailed out, we've all heard of the cash for clunkers thing where they tried to get old cars, polluting cars, junk cars off the road. The government sort of bought back all these old junky cars. Well, what that did was it boosted the used car market because used cars, like they weren't the old, cheap, you know, $500 cars anymore. So people had to buy cars that cost a little more, maybe a couple of grand, $5,000, whatever. So these people had to borrow money to buy these cars, and the banks saw an opportunity to take advantage of people with bad credit and poor people once again to offer them cheap loans to get more car than they could afford. And what are you going to do if you're on the lot? Again, human nature. I do not fault people for this. This is human nature. If you know you can only afford a $2,000 car, and the guy on the lot shows you how you can buy a $5,000 car or a $10,000 car, I'm going to guess 7 out of 10 people are going to do it, because he's telling you it ain't going to cost you any more a month or whatever. And you, if you, I'm a car nut. I can tell you now, there are 84-month car loans out there. 84-month car loans out there. It's crazy. So you buy whatever you want, and they bundle these bad loans, and they sell them on Wall Street, and this market is about to crash, and we're going to go through the same thing again. I don't know if it'll be as big, but it's going to hurt the car market. It's going to hurt car sales. They're still pushing new cars, even though new car sales are kind of flatlining. But to sell these new cars, they have to take trade-ins of used cars. Then they up the price of the used car. And it's a cycle. And once again, now everybody except Donald Trump, because Donald Trump don't pay taxes. But everyone else, get ready, because we're going to be paying for this. Some bitch, I just bought a used car. I didn't pay no inflated value. Maybe I should go out and get an 84-month loan and not pay it. Right, Mr. Trump? That'd make me smart. Galaxy Note 7, they're exploding. They never mention this on the commercial. They show the new charging, and they show the beauty of the phone, and the you know, you can control it from your headphones. I literally tapped my ear when I said that, as if I'm not talking into a microphone at a podcast. Okay, maybe I'm a little biased. All right, I'm recording this on GarageBand on my iMac. I have an iPhone. Maybe I'm a little biased. The iPhone 7, far from perfect. I'm not happy about the Bluetooth headphones and all. Don't have one. Not happy. Good thing about Apple, doesn't explode. I so love a phone that doesn't spontaneously combust. It's so annoying when your phone just burns up. You know, you're just, it's in your pocket. You're getting on a plane. You're texting in traffic. All right. Don't you have enough problems texting in traffic without knowing the phone will explode in your hands? Jeez, that could ruin the text. Good luck with this one, Samsung. You know, clean it up. I was going to say you probably heard, but I have no doubt you've heard, because they actually covered this like it's news. Kim Kardashian got robbed in Paris. Now look, I don't care. And I don't say that from a point of, you know, it's so funny. They're coming across, she's a mother of two. Shut up. She's Kim Kardashian. She's a super rich celebrity. She's taken narcissism and made it to an industry. She don't give a shit about you. There's no empathy in that family toward anybody. And she got robbed, and they're upset because people all over the world are making jokes on the internet and this and that. Well, what do you expect? Now, I know it's terrible to get robbed, to be tied up at gunpoint, you know, or whatever the hell happened. It's terrible. But I'm not even going to read some of the tweets of all the people, all the stars who, oh my God, oh poor Kim, oh my God, Kim went through so much. I think my favorite one is Azalea Banks, who's a rapper, who I don't know her stuff, but God bless her. She said, starts out hard. My only question is, where the fuck were her security guards, and why did he let anyone in the room? Followed by, it's so poopy of these men to rob a woman. Type of stuff makes me super angry. I got no give a fuck. I give you an example why, if you're curious, why do these people, and when I say these people, I mean super rich people like this, why do you not get any empathy? I'll give you an example. Petra Stunt, who is the heiress, she's the daughter of Bernie Ecclestone. Bernie Ecclestone is a billionaire. He runs Formula One racing. I'm a big Formula One fan. I'm not a Bernie fan at all. She is selling the house she bought in Homely Hills for $200 million. Now, did she earn the money to buy this house? No. She went to dad and she said, can I borrow the money? I don't know. I don't know how it works, but her dad gave her, I think the house was like $150 million or whatever it was when she bought it. And now she's putting it up for sale for $200 million. That's not earning money. That's not working. That's not like you worked. You didn't earn $1. So if you wonder why people don't feel sorry for you, it's because people work. Okay, that's what they do. Now me, I work. I used to do real, I joke all the time, I used to do honest work, used to build airplanes. I do stand-up. Maybe work in your world, maybe you think it is, maybe you think it isn't. If you don't give a shit about me, I'm cool with that. I get it, because I'll be honest, in a lot of ways I get spoiled, there's a lot of perks and blah, blah, blah. My dad didn't drop me into a $200 million house, and I've told you before, that some bitch did not leave me millions of dollars. I don't know what the hell he was doing. He could have left me a few million dollars and some connections in New York, and I could be running for president totally unqualified right now. Some bitch didn't plan ahead. He was probably hanging out with Barack Obama when Barack was creating racism or something. But anyway, this is why we don't feel sorry for you. Sorry you got robbed, Kim. Too bad. $10 million, you're insured. You know what's really interesting about that? I have a friend who lives in Bermuda who is obviously very interested in the news about a hurricane going through the Caribbean and traveling north in the Atlantic, which is where Bermuda is, north of the Caribbean in the United States. Looking for news, she said she could not find any news about the hurricane or what happened in Haiti because all the stations were covering Kim Kardashian being robbed. Obviously, that's more important than 280 people being killed by a hurricane or 140-mile-an-hour winds headed toward Florida. So, there's that. Finally, and I love this story, the clowns are coming. Don't look now. But there is a clown craze going on. It's a prank. It's all over the country. It's a different... Guys and women, people, I don't know who they are. They're dressing as creepy clowns and they're making videos and acting like they're going to steal people in the park and drag you into the woods and all. Man, you talk about bad publicity for the clown industry. I think my favorite meme was showing Ronald McDonald saying, you guys better stop it. You're going to get me killed. Police are saying, if you see a clown, report it right away. Hey, stop it. Clowns. I love that because I happen to have a friend who has that clown fear, that phobia of clowns. And it's like, yeah, Brent, you're right. The clowns are out to get you. So in Alabama, they caught that. Seven people are facing felony charges of making a terrorist threat. So dressing as a clown and scaring people, you know, 3 weeks before Halloween is apparently the same as threatening to blow up a building or an airplane. Oh, stop it. They're clowns. They're clowns. You know what the penalty should be? They have to continue being clowns. That should be a penalty for dressing up as a clown. You have to continue being a clown. Well, the clowns are coming, so good luck. This weekend, tonight, Friday, October 7th, I'm going to be at the Ice House in Pasadena. Saturday, October 8th, I'm going to be at the Laugh Factory in Hollywood. And next weekend, October 13th through 16th, I'm going to be at the San Jose Improv. I haven't been up in San Jose for a while. I can't wait to get there. I'm looking for clowns. I'm looking for them. Who's paying attention? You. Thank you.
Hey guys, it's Adam Ray.
And Josh Wolf, and we have a new podcast on the Sideshow Network called Good Call. It's a sports show. For the casual fan, we aren't talking stats, no spreadsheets, or in-depth analysis, nothing like that.
Yeah, it's just fan opinions that will make you laugh and think. So if you want to listen to it, download, rate, and subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, or check us out on the sideshownetwork.tv/goodcall, or anywhere you get your podcasts.
I'm not sure how much thinking is being done.
What?
Yeah.